Rabotai, we say something from the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, Alav HaShalom, Parashat Vayakhel. The Parashat that talks about the construction of the Mishkan. In the beginning of our Parashat, it says, Lo Teva'aru Esh, Bechol Moshpotechem, Beyom HaShabbat, that you're not allowed to light, ignite a fire in your dwellings on the Shabbat. Now, why would the Torah introduce lighting a fire on Shabbat in the parasha over here of the Mishkan? Who says the Rav. Somebody might come ask a question. We know that the building and the construction of the Mishkan is not Doche Shabbat. You're not allowed to build it on Shabbat. And the question is, why not? Once the Mishkan was built, we know that it was opened on Shabbat. And they actually sacrificed Korbanot on Shabbat. And by sacrificing the Korbanot, they made fires. So if you could make a fire while the Mishkan is functional to bring Korbanot, why can't you build the Mishkan on Shabbat? The question of the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh is, if the Shabbat is pushed away in the service of the Mishkan, why isn't the Shabbat pushed away for the building of the Mishkan? The Rav makes a very simple distinction. Once the Mishkan is built, so now it's considered a house of Hashem. The Shekhinah is resting. In the place of the Shekhinah, Shabbat is pushed aside because already it is a holy place. But until you build it, it's not considered Moshav Elohim. It's not considered a place of Hashem. And therefore the Shabbat is unable to be overridden. The Mishkan is not able to override the Shabbat, I should say. And therefore, he comes along and he says, HaMishkan Adayin Ka'et. At this point, the Mishkan, in its construction stage, Eno Moshav Lishkon Ya Elohim, is not a place for the divine, for resting of the divine, yet. Ki Adayin Lo Na'asa, it wasn't built yet. Ve'en Kedushato Domeh, it's not compared, Ahar Yot Moshav Elohim, after it's built. So that's what the pasuk means. Lo teva'aru esh bechol moshvotechem. So long as the camp is called your camp, then you cannot be meva'ed. You cannot make a fire. But once your camp turns into God's camp, which is Moshav Elohim, then tav'idu. Then by all means, make a fire. Bring the korbanot on Shabbat. And that is a beautiful explanation to explain what this pasuk is doing here. It's answering a question. Why? The building of the Mishkan is not Doche Shabbat because it's not a place, it's not a Mishkan yet. You're constructing it, didn't happen yet. So therefore it doesn't have the holiness. However, once therefore Lo Tevaru Esh Bechol Moshvotechem, it's still your Moshav. But once the Beit HaMikdash is built, now it's already Moshav Elohim. Indeed, it's not called Moshvotechem anymore. And now Shabbat is indeed pushed away.